rage and love. Yeshua went wild. He was completely enraged. He ran into the temple and started yelling, "It's written in scripture, my house is a house of prayer. You have turned it into a den of thieves." He was throwing over the merchants' tables, scattering their coins all over the floor. Some of them tried to hold Yeshua back, but they were unable to. He was like a whirlwind. I stood to the side and watched in awe. This fight, this rage, it was real. And part of me loved seeing him like this. It felt like it had been brewing in him for weeks now. Yeshua seemed more like a prophet from the old days than our laid-back, barely laughing friend that we knew so well. Here he was calling down judgment with God's full authority, raging against corruption because his people deserved better. When every merchant table had been thrown over and every money changer chased out, the master stood still, panting breathlessly, eyes still raging, sweat was dripping from his forehead. He may have finished with the shouting and the fury, but he wasn't ready to leave the temple. He just stood there, looking back at the hundreds of people who were now staring at him, as if this was the first time he'd noticed them. Nobody moved a muscle. Everyone was staring at Yeshua in disbelief at what had just happened. Then the silence was broken by the sound of shuffling footsteps. They belonged to a group of beggars entering the temple. They had some blind cripples tagging along with them too. Beforehand, most of those invalids had been huddled outside the temple, hoping to receive alms from those leaving. The master softened as he looked at this ragged bunch of outcasts approaching him. When they were close enough, he reached out and touched them, one after another. Immediately, before a single word was spoken, the miracle started happening. Sight was restored, limbs were made whole, life was being handed back to those who had lived so long in suffering. Freely given to those in desperation who came to him for their healing. Even though I had witnessed such moments many times before, I had never seen so many miracles happen in such a short period of time. There were sobs and gasps and screams of joy and gratitude. It was the sound of people whose lives were being transformed in person by the Almighty. And then I saw the children running, masses of them running up to Yeshua, dancing, singing, praising. They couldn't help themselves, calling out to Yeshua, "Hosanna, Hosanna." The words of the scripture being fulfilled. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies. My heart felt on fire within me.